It's Monday, July 1st, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. An Algerian judge has issued a 2-month suspended prison sentence and a hefty fine of $840 on a Christian who was holding worship in his own home, reports International Christian Concern. The man had invited a Christian couple to come and pray with him. Algeria has laws which are intended to prevent non-Muslims from worshiping in, quote-unquote, unregistered churches. Last Thursday, evangelical missionary Andrew Brunson, a North Carolina native who spent 2 decades planting churches in Turkey before spending 2 years in prison on trumped-up terrorism charges, explained to the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom how Turkey views Christians.
My indictment and trial give an example of how the Turkish government views Christians. When my indictment came out, it became clear that I had been targeted specifically because of my faith. My crime was Christianization, acting as, I quote, an agent of unconventional and psychological warfare under the guise of an evangelical church pastor. All of our work was intended to fragment Turkey, they said, splitting it into pieces. So basically, the indictment was associating Christianization with terrorism and presented Christianity as a danger to Turkey's unity.
Ironically enough, out of the 83 million people who live in the Muslim-majority nation, there are only 6,000 Protestant converts from Islam. But Turkey President Recep Erdogan was threatened nonetheless. On Saturday, U.S. District Court Judge Haywood Gilliam, an Obama appointee, issued a ruling that blocked President Trump from using $2.5 billion in military funds to build the southern border wall, reports the Washington Examiner. The ruling stops several construction projects in California, Arizona, and New Mexico. Democratic Senator Kamala Harris of California sharply criticized former Vice President Joe Biden at the Democratic presidential primary debate on Thursday in Miami, talking about her personal history with busing and calling his recent recollections of working with segregationist senators, quote-unquote, hurtful, reports the New York Times. Listen.
I do not believe you are a racist, and I agree with you when you commit yourself to the importance of finding common ground. It was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of 2 United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. You also worked with them to oppose busing. There was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools, and she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me. Vice President Biden, do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America?
No, I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I opposed.
Well,
I
there
did
was
not
a failure of states to integrate public schools in America. I was part of the second class to integrate Berkeley, California public schools almost 2 decades after Brown v. Board of Education.
Because your city council made that decision. It was a
local
decision.
So that's where the federal government must step in. That's why we have the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act. That's why we need to pass the Equality Act. That's why we need to pass the ERA. Because there are moments in history where states fail to preserve the civil rights of all people.
Within 24 hours of that exchange, Senator Harris raised $2 million from 63,277 people, nearly 60% of whom were first-time donors, reports Politico.com. By contrast, former HUD Secretary Julian Castro had roughly 16,000 new donors, and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker had almost 4,000 new donors after their Wednesday debate. U.S. Attorney General William Barr declared an emergency for public safety in rural Alaska on Friday, announcing that the Department of Justice will provide more than $10 million in emergency funds as part of a sweeping plan to support law enforcement in Alaska's Native American villages, which are battling high rates of sexual assault and family violence, reports the Anchorage Daily News. Fatherlessness in the home strikes again. As homosexual and transgender activists flood American society with their sexualized agenda, Christian activists are warning that parents who homeschool their children need to be aware that homosexual material has already found its way into the Khan Academy, which offers popular online instructional videos, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Activist mommy Elizabeth Johnston warned Christian parents to follow the money. Khan Academy, a nonprofit founded by Salman Khan, had accepted $3.5 million from leftist donors like Bill Gates and Google, which has clearly affected his curriculum. June 29th was the day of the Christian martyr, since church tradition teaches that it's the day that marks the martyrdom of the Apostle Paul, who was beheaded for his faith in Christ. Paul wrote in Philippians 3:10, "I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection, and participate in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead." Since Michael Platt has always loved to bake, he decided to use his passion to make money as well as bless the needy. So when he was 11 years old, he launched a baking business called Michael's Desserts in Bowie, Maryland. Listen to the 13-year-old who should inspire our children.
"I knew that I wanted to make a business, but I didn't just want to make the money. I also wanted to help people at the same time."
The bakery runs on a one-for-one business model, similar to Tom's Shoes. For every pastry that a customer buys, Michael gives one away to an underprivileged person. Once or twice every month, Michael travels to Washington, D.C. so he can hand out dozens of baked treats to kids, adults, and families in domestic violence and homeless shelters. Moya Oibadejo, originally from Nigeria, wrote me at adam@theworldview.com. Today, she lives in Ipswich, Suffolk, United Kingdom with her husband and their 7-month-old son. She writes, quote, "As a Nigerian, the Worldview has been my main source of information for what is happening to our brothers and sisters in my home country. I enjoy the biblical application, and I'm looking forward to introducing it to our son when he is much older," end quote. Eric and Connie Weaver in Lancaster, Pennsylvania wrote, quote, "We listen to the Worldview in 5 minutes with our 7 children almost every morning. We really appreciate getting filled in on what's happening around the world. Often the kids will give a thumbs down and yell, boo, boo, while hearing bad news. We appreciate hearing about individual Christians who are being persecuted so that we can pray for them specifically," end quote. And Debbie Wise in Cheyenne, Wyoming wrote, quote, "Adam, I discovered the Worldview in 5 minutes and Generations Radio just 3 months ago. I am so delighted to find this unique Christian newscast and Generations Radio. What a treasure. I love how you and Kevin and his co-hosts apply God's Word to everything in our lives and the culture all over the world. God's Word is still relevant today. As Ephesians 1:15 says, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers," end quote. As you know, our goal was to raise $50,000 to get out of the red in terms of the expenses of producing the Worldview in 5 minutes by yesterday. As of Friday morning, the remnant had given $40,202. Our thanks to Daniel in San Luis Potosi, Mexico, who gave $5, as well as Tracy in El Reno, Oklahoma, Malcolm in Ferndown, Dorset, United Kingdom, Laura in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, and Erica in Shutesbury, Massachusetts, each of whom gave $25. We're also grateful to God for Charles in Firestone, Colorado, who gave $30, as well as Luke in Brookhaven, Missouri, Lorraine in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, William in Castle Rock, Colorado, Antonio in Arlington, Virginia, Lisa in Rainier, Oregon, and Emmanuel in Hanahan, South Carolina, each of whom gave $50. We appreciate the generosity of Heather in Hutchinson, Minnesota, Margaret in Carrickfergus, Antrim, United Kingdom, Jeremy and Lauren in Louisville, Kentucky, Terry in San Antonio, Texas, Douglas in Forest, Virginia, Mariko in Torrance, California, Tammy in Macon, Georgia, and Eric and Connie in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, each of whom gave $100. Our gratitude to Frank in Donnelly, Idaho, who gave $150, Phil in Omaha, Nebraska, who pledged $20 monthly for a year for a total gift of $240, Charlotte in Castle Rock, Colorado, and James in Columbia, Tennessee, both of whom gave $250. Special thanks to William in Ocala, Florida, Perry in Manchester, United Kingdom, Dustin in Waltham, Minnesota, and Darlene in Cincinnati, Ohio, each of whom pledged $25 monthly for a year for a total gift of $300 each, as well as John in Panama City, Florida, and Will and Glenna in San Antonio, Texas, both of whom gave $300 each. and Mariko and Masashi in Torrance, California, who gave $325. And finally, we were humbled by the gifts from JF and Gretna, Virginia, who gave $500, Jance in Willow Springs, Missouri, and Kayla in Brush Creek, Tennessee, both of whom pledged $50 monthly for a year, for a total gift of $600 each, Kelly in Milton, New Hampshire, who pledged $100 monthly for a year, for a total gift of $1,200, and Jason in Vandenberg Air Force Base, California, who gave $2,000. Incredible! On Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 35 new Worldview donors gave or pledged $9,250. Ready for the new grand total? Drum roll, please. $49,452. Wow, we almost got there. Just $548 short of our $50,000 goal to get out of the red. On behalf of the entire team here at the Worldview in 5 Minutes and Generations, thank you for your sacrificial generosity. From Daniel, the $5 donor in Mexico, to Jason, the $2,000 donor in California, every person who gave helped us to get so close to meeting a challenging goal. And if you had been meaning to give, and you'd like to help us make up that $548 deficit, then you can go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right, and then make your pledge. And don't forget to click the recurring monthly donation button if that's your wish. To those of you among the remnant who gave, thank you. And that's The Worldview in 5 Minutes on this Monday, July 1st in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.